You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is Omar Ahmed for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. I'm at the headquarters of Frank Warren. Of course, I'm joined by Frank Warren. Thanks for wearing a suit today, Frank.
Well, you know, somebody's got to keep up the appearances, mate. I mean, you know, you could have made more of an effort today.
If I'd got the suit memo, I would have come in one as well, but I've come in a tracksuit. So.
No, you look good.
Did you go in a suit to your lunch with Tyson? How was that?
Yeah, we had a really nice lunch, him, Paris, myself, and yeah, it was nice. It was just nice to catch up and... You know, it's the first time we had a proper chance to talk about the fight and everything surrounding it. And yeah, it was a nice, really nice day.
He looks in a great shape as well. He looks fighting fit.
He is. He's training very hard. I spoke to him again yesterday, and he said that he was actually just finished a run as I finished speaking to him. So yeah, he's in a good place. He seems very good. Yeah.
Well, over that lunch, I'm sure you discussed potentially what's next, and you did allude. On your own channel with Dev, that you're going to announce something soon for his next move on BT Sport. So when are we going to get that announcement, Frank?
Well, I don't know yet. There's a few things got to be sorted out. I mean, you know, we didn't actually talk that much about boxing at the lunch, only about what had happened, not going forward. And the thing we did on the Queensbury YouTube channel was, I don't know what, we just did it. And, and it's just, you know, he was talking and... And as I said, whatever he wants to do, I'm behind him 100% to make sure it happens. Or if he wants to retire, we'll make sure, you know, that he enjoys his retirement. We're helping with it. But I don't know what's going to happen at the moment. We're meeting again this week and we'll see where we go.
Another lunch?
Well, it's the only thing to do, mate, isn't it? Lunch. I'm saying I'm meeting him Thursday. I'm in hospital again. We'll be back on Wednesday, so we'll see what happens.
Just to ask about that, how is that? Obviously, you're going to hospital on Thursday, so it's a serious issue, but yeah, how are you?
Well, I'm struggling with it. I've been struggling with it for a few months now, and it's not been too clever, but that's what happens when you get old. You know, your body starts, bits and pieces start falling off and so forth, and I've had a couple of operations on the vertebrae replaced in my neck and the bottom of my spine in the last... Is it in 18 months, 2 years now? So anyway, I'm back in again on Wednesday and see what happens.
Okay, well, hopefully that goes well for you on Wednesday. Frank, so yeah, you talked about what potentially could be next for Tyson on that interview, and he was adamant that it's not going to be the winner of Usyk Joshua. He's not going to be in competitive sport. He confirmed that when the article came out on the Daily Mail saying that he's in talks with Saudi Arabia about hosting a fight between the winner of Usyk Joshua, and he said that's complete nonsense. So, in your frame of mind, he's retired fully, isn't he?
In his frame of mind, he is where he is at the moment. That fight's on, isn't it, on the 20th of August. So, let's see what happens after that, you know. All I've said all along is if he's going to carry on fighting, it's best to do it now because he's in his prime, rather than coming back in a couple of years, 2 or 3 years' time, when obviously... He won't be as younger and won't be in his fighting fighting prime. So I still think he's got a lot to give, but at the end of the day, it's up to him.
We know he's one of the most popular athletes on the planet, figures, icons across the world, but $500 million, a bit of a stretch?
Only a little bit. Only a little bit. Look, you know, let's see what happens. Let's just see. I mean, everyone's in, you know, for obvious reasons, people are really in a rush. They want to know what's going on and they want him to do this and that. But he's got all the time in the world to make a decision as to what his future is going to be.
Exhibitions on the card with the likes of Lennox Lewis, Frank Bruno, just former legends. He's talked about that himself.
Yeah, he has. He has, you know, and you know, that's where we are. I mean, he's talked about that, but, you know, Frank now? 61, 62, you know. I don't know. Well, we'll see. See what happens.
Well, The Rock is still a young man, so...
Who?
The Rock. Dwayne Johnson, get Fury v The Rock on BT Sport Box Office.
That'd be a good one, yeah. Absolutely. Anything he's involved with is big. There's no doubt about it. He's a massive, massive... you know, he's got a massive fan base and he's a massive attraction.
Now, I know you're not in it for this kind of thing, but he was very complimentary of you on that interview with Dev. And as I said, I know you're not in it for that kind of thing where fighters come out publicly and praise you. But coming from someone like him, where he also said that on a personal level for you, he was happy about the whole 94,000 attendance at Wembley Stadium, etc. It must mean a lot to you.
Well, it does. I mean, you know, it's nice to have a relationship with a fighter where, you know, you both, you know, where most of the time you're on the same wavelength. And it's great to work with such a great fighter. I mean, he's, you know, he's the best heavyweight of his generation by far. And he's done, you know, he's done wonders for himself, where he's come from and how he's got himself back in the picture after winning a world title in Germany, come back and doing what he's done. It's just been an amazing journey that we've had together. In fact, he sent me a really nice photo of the event. I got it last week, which he put a little message on. So, yeah, he's brilliant, and he's a great person to be involved with. You know, he's not stupid. He's a very intelligent guy, and it's been a joy and a pleasure working with him.
Not the hardest man to promote either.
No, he's not. He's not. I mean, look, when we started out, a lot of people were written him off.
Yeah.
So, you know, but where he's come from, what he's done in the ring, and, you know, I like to think, you know, I've helped a bit. He certainly helped me a bit. We, you know, we've been good for each other, and it's worked out well.
Just the last one on him. When Usyk Joshua 2 happens, the winner is going to jump on the mic and obviously call out Tyson Fury for the undisputed fight. Do you think his inner warrior spirit that Tyson has might tempt him for that fight?
Well, the thing about Tyson is he is a warrior. That's the bottom line of it. He's a very competitive guy, and that's what he is. He is a true fighting man. I mean, he's a guy who's changed his style for fights. You know, people said don't know why. Talk about he weren't a puncher and so forth. Well, he just showed in three fights. He's just shown his devastating punch power that he has. You know, and he can box. He's a warrior. So who knows if the winner of that fight is going to be a huge fight if it ever takes place.
Well, let me ask you about that fight. It took a while for that to be announced, but it did get announced yesterday, Sunday afternoon. That will be happening August 20th in Saudi Arabia. I want to start with Saudi Arabia. There's a lot of stick that comes towards these fights that are happening in Saudi Arabia. We've seen a lot of sports go there, a lot of events go there. What's your opinion on major sporting events and just events happening in Saudi Arabia?
Look, they're happening in Saudi Arabia, and as you say, you know, boxing's a high profile sport, and a lot of people are against anything going on in Saudi, or there are people who are against things going on, not going on in Saudi Arabia, but every sport that is going has had an event there. A lot of pop stars have gone there, which doesn't get such a big, a big media attention. And what was it, only a month ago, Boris Johnson was there trying to do a deal for oil, asking them to help with the oil crisis. So, you know, that's the world we're in. If the government can deal with them, then why shouldn't sports deal with them?
Yeah, what do you say to people that say it's morally wrong?
That's their choice. They've got their views. People have got their views, and that's it. You know, if somebody, for example, saying to a boxer, you can earn, I don't know, $25 million to fight here and you're going to get $50 million somewhere else, that's hard, especially for and obviously applies to all sports, but certainly for boxers, they've got short careers. So if they choose to do it, that's their choice. No one forces anyone to do anything. That's democracy. That's their choice to go wherever they want to or not. And people have a right to watch it on television or not. People have a right to buy a ticket or not. That's people's choice.
Well, Anthony Joshua has left Sky Sports and Sky Sports box office and signed a deal with DAZN. Were you surprised about that move?
I'm hearing various reasons why it's happened, but it's happened, and to be quite honest, I don't really care. It's irrelevant to me. It's not going to make any difference to anything that we do. It is what it is. I mean, they've obviously, they must fancy him big time to beat Usyk. If all these numbers are correct, they must think that it's just a formality for him to win the rematch. We'll see.
Do you think that's perhaps why Sky didn't renew his contract, that they weren't too sure how confident they were that Joshua would win this rematch, and then the investment might not have been a practical one going into the long term?
I don't know, really. I mean, that's a question for them to answer. That's up to them to... They've obviously made their decision between them all. But, for Anthony Joshua, when he turned professional for an Olympics, Sky was a great platform for him at that time. They were a big platform, and they got behind him, and they did really well for him. But that's boxing, that's business, and you move on to the next one. Nothing unusual in that.
Keeping with the heavyweight theme, you announced Joe Joyce v Christian Hammer for July 2nd. We'll come on to the whole Joseph Parker situation in a second, but as a last-minute replacement, are you satisfied with Christian Hammer?
Well, that's it. It is what it is. I mean, we didn't even want the fight, to be quite honest. If you remember, when we did the announcement with Joe Parker and Joe Joyce, and they'd agreed terms, and I shook hands on the money with Joseph Parker, with Tyson was there at the time, shook hands and everything, they were then getting the contract sorted out. The money was agreed. There's no problem with the contracts. Eventually, the contracts were all agreed. Then we were told that he couldn't fight on this date coming up, because this is the date we wanted to run the fight, as you know, on the 2nd. That's the date we had planned for it, but we couldn't do it because he said that Andy Lee's wife was having a baby, and we had to push it back till September. And on the strength of that, Joe, who's been out for a long time now with a broken wrist, wanted to be in action. So we are where we are. So Joe's out now. He's fighting a guy who went the distance last time out with the WBO number 3, Frank Sanchez. And he's been in with everybody. He's a tough, tough guy. And for Joe coming back off of having a broken wrist, I think it's a good fight for him.
No, I know it wasn't yourself or Joe Joyce who pulled out this move S-Jam. It was Joseph Parker and David Higgins who came out this handshake agreement. But do you...
It was a contract. They had contracts. It weren't just like a handshake and shut. They held on to a contract. I've got on my phone... Can you get my phone in for us? On my phone, I'll show you. I sent a text to a... I heard the day before that they signed with Sky, or about to sign with Sky, and I sent Joe Parker a text. I said, here the fight's off, so much for your handshake, for what it's worth. And he sent me one back saying, basically, it came up, we had a deal, but it came up last minute. So I thought to myself, it come up last minute, and that's the direction they're going in. And I thought to myself, if somebody offered you more money, not that I think we would have paid it anyway, but you would come to them and say, look, I've been offered a tenner, do you want to give me 12 quid, and I'll do it. But it didn't. And we didn't do the fight, and we haven't done the fight, and that's the reason why. I think I've still got these texts on my phone.
So do you think the bottom line is that he didn't fancy the fight with Joe Joyce?
Yeah, well, that's it. On Thursday, 12th, hey, Joe, just been told the fight's off. So much for your handshake. Morning, Frank, because he's in New Zealand. Apologies, it took a while to get the deal done, but was offered a better deal last minute. What's that all about? And what's the better deal? Joe Joyce is the number one mandatory challenger. You'd want to fight him, wouldn't you, to get that position? So I don't know what other deal he's got.
Well, he signed with Sky and Boxer. What do you think he's going to do, Frank?
I've got no idea. I mean, who cares? I mean, I mean it with the greatest respect to him. He's a nice fella. I thought he was a nice fella. But he comes from New Zealand. He's not a British fighter. Who cares? Every time he's come here, he's only come here as an opponent to fight a British fighter. He's not coming to be the main event. And, you know, who really cares about that? I don't think that many people are going to care. Who's he going to fight? I don't know who he's going to fight.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
As you said there, this was nothing to do with yourself or Joe Joyce, but do you regret, informally announcing it?
I do regret that. But, you know, somebody... I mean, listen, you go and play back what he said. The fight's on. Yeah, and I've just read his text. The fight was on. That's it. I do regret it for the time we wasted. And I do regret it because we could have gone in a different direction with Joe. And rather than fighting like he is on the second against Christian Hamra, we could have got him a much, much bigger fight. So it's cost a lot of money to do this. But you know what? It is what it is, and we make the best of the situation. Joe can't take anything for granted against Christian Hamra. He's got to get out there and do the business. I'm sure he will. He's the mandatory. And on the 20th of August, all this is going to shake out. And there's going to be some mandatories called. You've got, obviously, Daniel Dubois, the WBA champion. So whoever is the winner is going to have to defend their title against both of these guys. And if they don't, they'll have to vacate the titles.
Your office on August 21st, the morning, it's going to be very busy. It'll be calls from WBO, WBA.
Calls are going before then. Don't worry about that. Unless, you know, look, whoever wins, wins. Good luck to them. And, but we're here working for MMA. We've worked very hard to get our guys into those positions. You know, getting Joe in there. Remember, Joe's been out. Not because of us, he's been out because he broke his wrist. He's a couple of fights behind, which is, it's unfortunate, but he's back in the mix. And Daniel, in the meantime, he sat around, for 6 months, waiting for this fight to happen with Trevor Bryant? More than 6 months, a long, long time. But, you know, patience sometimes is a virtue and it works out. And from Daniel's perspective, he's now the champion and Joe is the mandatory. So they're both in good positions. It should keep them busy.
Let's talk about Daniel Dubois. I know we had a quick chat at the Shard the other day, but as I said, it was a quick chat. I didn't ask you some things there. So we know that Huey Fury and Michael Hunt has been pushed back, and that was an eliminator for Daniel's belt. So to your knowledge, is that situation now out the window for Daniel? Daniel just waits for the winner of Usyk Joshua?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think that's something that we even have to think about at the moment. I don't think there's no mandatory due, far as I understand. So let them get their business sorted out, and they can fight whenever they're going to fight. In the meantime, you know, Daniel's going to be busy, as is Joe. Joe, providing they're both injury free, we'll keep them busy.
We know Daniel Dubois, through that win, now is on the world scene. He's been linked with the top fighters in the world. After how the Joe Joyce fight ended, does he still have some questions to answer at the elite level? Would you say that's fair, Daniel Dubois?
I think that's a great rematch. It's a fantastic rematch, of course it is, and I'd like to get that on in a big stadium next year. And all those people, I was reading a couple of people saying it's not a stadium fight. When we announced that the first time at the O2, we sold out the O2. Was it 19,000, whatever it is, with the executive boxes and everything? We sold that out, very quickly, sold out. Now it's a bigger fight. It's a much, much bigger fight. A lot of controversy, big fight. People have got their views on it, who will win. And for me, down the road, that is a massive fight. It's a big, big payday for both of them. And in the meantime, you know, we got behind Daniel. We put our money up and got behind him. And we put money up to get behind Joe. We bought his contract. We bought him off of Richard Schaefer's company. We bought that contract and we've invested a lot of money in Joe. A lot of money.
Now, in terms of Daniel Dubois, sticking with him, we know Don King put up around $3.5 million in the pot for that fight with Trevor Bryant. We do know the history with Don King as well, so I will have to ask you, in terms of Daniel's financial situation for that fight, is that all sorted, his purse?
Well, his purse is due, and I'm sure it'll be get paid within the next few days. It's due. It was due the weekend, so I expect it to come in, or he's expecting it, his management are expecting it to come in the next couple of days.
What did you make of the set up and production that Don King put on?
Look, it was what it was. I mean, you know, was there a hurricane or something there, wasn't there?
There was a lot of rain during that week.
You know, and apparently that, the, you were there, the building was leaking or whatever. But that's him. He put the money up. He bid a significant amount of money. He beat our bid by about $600,000. I also spoke to him, said about putting it on in the UK. So if we put it on the UK, we'd have done good business with that. For both of us, we could have, worked something out. But it didn't happen, and he wanted to go and do what he did, and he did, and our man won. That's it, That's his promotion. He put the money up. It's up to him what he does with his money and how he wants to promote and spend it.
Full of praise for yourself throughout Fight Week, though, Don King.
Oh, that's nice of him.
So, essentially, for Daniel and Joe, we know they're in very strong positions. Do you believe, we know Joe's got his fight on July 2nd with Christian Emma, do you believe Daniel will have one more and then both Joe and Daniel wait for them calls for the winner of Usyk Joshua?
No, not waiting. They're going to keep busy. Yeah. They're going to keep busy. It's up to the governing bodies now, after this fight, it's up to the governing bodies to... Because you've got to remember, Usyk beat AJ, so Usyk was allowed a defence. So this is his defence against AJ. So now, whatever one of these organisations, I'm not sure it's going to be the BA or BO, whichever one it is, they're going to ask for their mandatories to be dealt with and adhered to. And we're not going to hang around either. We're going to pressure the organisations.
Okay, a few more things before we wrap up. On the same night, actually, I haven't spoke to you about this, Liam Davis with a fantastic win over Mark Leach and Telford. It's surely got to be the Andrew Kane fight next for Liam Davis.
Well, it's a great fight to make, and we're talking to both camps at the moment, and that will be a fantastic fight. And I thought he'd done brilliantly. I thought he won that by a good three rounds. I didn't agree with the score, and I thought he won it by a good three rounds. But good for him. Good, really good performance.
On the weekend, we saw Artur Beterbiev... brutal knockout of Joe Smith Jr. Just get your thoughts on that knockout win, and also your man Anthony Yard was ringside in New York. Is that there for October 22nd here in London?
Yeah, I spoke to Bob, and we're up to do that fight, and we're going to do it. I can speak to Anthony and Tundi when they get back, and then we'll get on with it. But yeah, we're up. That was what this was all about. He's the mandatory challenger for the WBA version of the title, so hopefully those three belts will be up for him to fight for. It's a tough fight, but it's a tough fight for Berbatov as well. Because I think Anthony Yard would have done the same thing to Joe Smith. I think he's a big puncher himself, phenomenal puncher, strong guy. So you're going to see, it's two brutes. I mean, they can really, really punch. That's going to be a fireworks, that fight. Bombs away.
Can't wait for that.
You've got to think all of them. He had 17, 18 fights, Berbatov? He's had everybody on the floor. Every single fighter that he's fought, our man, he's done the same. So they're both big punchers.
Yeah, look forward to that. So Mike Coppinger released over the weekend that the deal for Beterbiev Yard is done. So is it just about them two signing contracts now?
Yeah, I've got to speak to Bob and get all the housekeeping sorted out. But yeah, that'd be done.
He did call out Dmitry Bivol in the ring, Artur Beterbiev, for the undisputed fight. So when you were watching that, or when you watched it the next morning, what were your thoughts on that?
No, I can understand that, because it's a unification match. It's the final belt. I can understand that. But you know what? If he wants to fight Bivol, then he's got to vacate the BO title.
Okay. We saw that Virgil Ortiz Jr. and Michael McKinson is on. Now, we were all expecting the David Avanesian fight to happen. Virgil Ortiz signed for David Avanesian. You said that you were confident Avanesian was going to sign. So what happened in the end?
The WBC put a little statement out last week. They're reconsidering what they're doing with the division, and in the meantime, have asked everybody involved not to discuss it in the media till they reach a resolution. So once they reach a resolution as to what's happening, we'll obviously can discuss it further. But David will retain his ranking in the WBC.
So nothing's lost in terms of value for David Avanesian?
Not from him, no.
Okay. What will he do in the meantime, Frank? Do you know?
He will fight. I'm not going to leave him sitting around on his backside. He'll fight. Maybe fight for that European title.
Okay. Well, I think that's everything. Is there anything you'd like to add before we close off?
No, I think that's about it. Is there anything you think of?
We'll go through your July 2 and July 16 cards. Some strong cards you got on. Obviously, it's Joyce Hammer topping the bill July 2nd, and Shiraz Torres topping the bill at the Copper Box July 16th. And the likes of Tete Cunningham, also Nick Ball in a good fight as well. Those are on the undercard, are looking strong.
Yeah, strong fights, quality fights. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing the Cunningham-Tete fight. That's going to be something a little bit special. And I love watching Nick Ball. I mean, he's made a name for himself, hasn't he? He's all action, and he's an exciting fighter to watch. So he's out with a decent opponent as well, a well-seasoned pro.
Your favourite, Dennis McCann, back in action too, as well.
Yeah, he's back. My man's back. Yeah, he's coming back. He's in action. And Ryan Garner's going to be out soon as well. So I'm pleased with all of it. Pleased with all of them.
Okay, and just to add one more thing, actually, you had a major signing in your office about a week ago, Pierce O'Leary. Yeah. Excited about him. We know the excitement and value he brings to the ring, a knockout artist, Pierce.
Oh, he's an exciting fighter. I mean, you know, I'm delighted he's come with us. And, you know, Alan Smith, his trainer, mentor, he's forever been singing his praises to me, and now he's with us. I can't tell you how pleased I am. He's going to set the place alight when he fights, no doubt about it. People are going to like him.
Okay, Frank Warren, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV. Next time I come here, I will wear a suit, don't worry.
Make sure, otherwise you won't get let in.
Cheers.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.